But I had to stop this as I was listening to Kriyas HaTorah. The stira was that Rashi said he gave him over the brachas, the power of brachas, and they didn't want to bench him. So I thought to myself as I was listening to Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos that maybe Pshat is he gave him the kriyas to bench others, but he didn't give him a personal bracha. Says that? Okay, thank you. That was Mechavim Baruch Shem. Come on. That's what I thought about during Kriyas HaTorah when I was listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. Okay. We are up to the Mishnah on Samach Aleph Amar Aleph, Remeir Eimer. Okay, now again, I spoke this out last time. Taisus and Suma speaks out that the concept of Tanai, this is Machlokes Rishayim, there are different Shitas. I'm saying Taisus and Shita and Sumas, others say different Pshatim. We have to figure out where is Tanai, why would you need Halachas in Tanai? L'chaira, you spoke out that you only want to do the deal on one condition. There are many halachas in how conditions work. Why? You made it clear. I'm doing the deal on this condition. So the Taisus speaks out, because without a chiddush in the Torah called condition, we would say that a action cannot be made conditional. You can't put words onto an action. Actions are actions and words are words. Came along the Torah and allowed you to govern your actions by words of condition. Therefore, Zaktaisus, the Torah gave rules when we give you this right and when we don't give you this right. So even though you can scream that you never meant it, you made it, but if you don't follow the rules or condition, we really don't care what you meant. Now, having said that, and it's important to speak this out, there are times when you don't have to follow the rules of conditions, because everybody around knows that this was part of the deal. It was clear without question that the deal was only on this way. And if it's that way, if it's considered a kind of non-sided, that we are sure that this is the way the deal was, then you don't even need to speak out the condition. Then it's an understood. But if it's something that needs to be explained, then you have to explain it the Torah way.
It seems to me that pretty clear
when you say no, because that's not true. Not necessarily true. Sometimes you can say something and mean you would like it to be that way, or you'll try to make it this way. Not 100% clear that it's dependent on that. Again, that's how the Rishonim speak out. There's something that's clear and something that's not as clear. Again, I understand your question. It bothered me also, but that's what I think the Rishonim mean. Remeir Eimer, Kol Tanai Sheinu B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven Ein Tanai. Did we look in the Torah where the Torah wrote the condition, where we learn out that the Torah allowed for conditions? And we find that in the story of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, very important to speak out exactly what happened. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael proper, to the west bank of the Jordan River. We want to stay on the eastern side of the Jordan River. We want to take the land of Sichon and Og. Moshe Rabbeinu was rather upset, because he felt that they were, again, just gone through 38 years because of the Meraglim, and here was round two. So they told him, no, we're going to go fight. We'll go fight, and we'll conquer Eretz Yisrael with everybody else. Then we want to come back and live here. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition with them, and he spoke out, if you go across and you conquer Eretz Yisrael, you'll be at the head of the army, probably Chalutzim, then you get this land here. And if you don't go across, then you will get a regular peace in Eretz Yisrael. That was the deal that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke out. He spoke out both sides of the deal. If you do, if you don't. Why was it necessary for him to speak out both sides of the deal? It could have been very simple. If you go across and do this, you get it. End of story. If you don't go across, and no, we'll have to wait to the end of the mission to even entertain a question. If you don't go across, obviously you won't get it. So why did he speak it out? Therefore, Remeir says, the Torah is teaching me that when it comes to monetary things, a condition has to be both sides of the condition. And if the condition is not spoken out on both sides, and the halacha is it's not condition, and the thing works without condition. That's what Remeir says. So the guy walks over to that lady and says, I am a kaddish you if you give me $200. If, right? If he didn't say, and if you don't give me $200, you're not mekadeshes, the kedushin works anyway. That's Rav Meir's halacha. Now, I noticed I used the word im, because by Almanas, there's a machlokes rishayim. Some rishayim say Almanas doesn't need the regular halachas of conditions. But I'm not getting involved in that now. We're going to talk about regular conditions with the word im. You are not on condition of. If you say on condition of, some rishayim say you don't have to have the rules of condition. Why? Big shayla and the rishayim, we're not getting involved in that. But if a guy says, I'm a kaddish you if you give me $200 by the next month, or if I give you $200 by the next month, if, and he didn't speak out that if I don't, it's not mukadashis, then she's mukadashis anyway. Because rules of Tanai require both sides of the equation. Zuck to Gemara. Remei Reimer. Kol Tanai Shayna Gwinegad B'nei Ruvayt Eina Tanai. Shinemar. Vayayim Ra'alayim. Im Yavru B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvayt. You get it. Sivim Lo Yavru Chalutzim. Then they don't get it. It's unnecessary. Why would the Torah have to speak up both sides? Answer is, the Torah is telling me, do not use inferences. Must hear it. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Lo'im et Torah Chadavar Le'amrei. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says it's not extra. Not learn out the halacha of Tanai Kavu from there, because the words are not extra. Why? Because Ilimoli Kain, Yesh B'mash M'shef Hilabaretz K'nan Le'in Chavu. If he would have only said, if you go across, you get this land. We would have said, if they don't get across, they get nothing.
None.
Nothing. Period. Nothing. Because we made a deal. If you go across, I'll give you this. Means you gave up your other land. Now, if you go across, you'll get it. If you don't go across, you get nothing. So the player had to say, no. If you don't go across, you'll be treated like everybody else. But not that you will lose everything. So Rav Gamliel says, it was necessary here because inference wouldn't have been clear. The inference might have been, not going across, you lose everything. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu had to speak out. You're not going to lose everything. You'll just be like everybody else. So therefore, it's not extra, and I can't learn out the halacha of Tanai Kafu, Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Kol Tanai She'ein HaKafu, K'nai B'nei Gad U'B'nei Ruven. V'yava B'shle Niskai Matanai. What happens if it's not a Tanai Kafu? Even though the Tanai was not kept, Niskaimu HaDvarim. The words are kept. Kigan, Harezei Gitech HaMenashe Titin L'Mesayim Zuz. This is your get on the condition. You give me Mesayim Zuz. Notice Rashi says Amanas. Rashi is from the Rishayim. Do not differentiate between Im and Amanas. V'loi Pirish Lichboil. V'loi Titin L'Li. L'Loi Hei Get. Ein Kan Tanai Shom Mesayim Zuz Klal. Forget about the condition. V'afilu L'Loi Nas Navi Get. Rabbeinu had to repeat himself twice. If you don't go along as the head of the soldiers, then you get a share with everything else. If he wouldn't have repeated it, they would have gotten Gilad anyway. Even though he had said, if you go across, you get it. We do not rely on inferences. Now Rashi says something a bit Kiddush. So Rashi, there are others halachas of Tanai that we learn out here. Not only Tanai Kafu, but there are other rules and conditions that we learn out here. Wadinami to mean the Tanai Kredim Lamaisa. You have to say the condition before the act. Don't say, you are married to me. Ours. You have to say, if you give me $200, you are married to me. The condition has to be said. This is one of the rules of conditions. Before you say, what's going to happen? Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you cross the Yarden, you will get this land. He didn't say you will get the land if you cross the Yarden. He said it the other way. He didn't say give it to them if they go across. Mashma, the Mamar Hachilu Asitam Mavato Maisa, the Matana de Katmei. Once you said the action, a condition cannot stop it. You have to speak out the condition before you speak out the action. Also see that you have to say the positive before the negative. If you do it, you will get it. Not if you don't do it, you won't get it. Don't start negative. Now, Rashi learns three halachas from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, Remeir says. Tanai Kafu. Now the truth is, the last two is a little bit difficult, and this bothered me. If the Torah would have written Lav Kedem Lahen, you would have walked out saying you needed it. It's got to pick one of the ways. Even if it's not insisting that it be Hain Kedem Lav or Tanai Kedem Lamaisa, if it would have said Maisa Kedem Lahen, you would have said you need Maisa Kedem Lahen. If it would have said Lav Kedem Lahen, you would have said you need Lav Kedem Lahen. Seems to the Gemara that no, we would have had Maisa Kedem Lahen, we would have said the Torah is not insisting that way. Because if you can do say the action and then add a condition, for sure you can make a condition before the action. It's only that the Torah wrote the condition before the action, so you can tell me once you said the action, it's not conditional anymore. So therefore you learn not that you need Tanai Kedem Lamaisa. Same thing true with Lav Kedem Lahen. If you can say it doesn't work, for sure afterwards you can say it does work, but that's what you're out to say. But the Torah is insisting that you say the positive first. Again, that's what you have to say, because if not, how do you learn out? Either way the Torah would have said it, you would have learned out the other way. So obviously, one way, logic would have said you can use the other way. And one way, logic tells me the Torah insisted on a certain way. That's what it's saying, therefore Rameir is saying three halachas. I want to finish the next Rashi. He's only arguing on one of the three necessities by Tanai. The McLeod, he says you can use inferences. The Zesha Kafloi, I Maish Rabbeinu repeated it. He had to say it, for a different reason. If he would not have repeated it, even the western side of the Yarden, which they were not happy with, I hate to use the word disgusted with, but they didn't want to go there. They make the rab shalem because they had a lot of cattle, a lot of sheep. Abola yitlu. Even that they shouldn't get. Don't have a shemina law. This is the way I would have said. Im yavru nesatum lemet eretz agilah b'shul kol chokam. If they go across, they'll get eretz agilah for their whole share. Ham lo yavru leyik niknasim. We'll punish them. Lo yitlu chelik loikan v'loikan. Because the Gemara uses the word af eretz kanan. The kach perish shloim yavru lo yavsidu chokam b'kach. They won't lose it. Yitlu kan v'kan al piagayron. They'll get 1/12. According to Gairo. But if the Havamina would have been, you go, you get it, you don't get nothing. So therefore he had to speak out that you're not being excluded completely. You will get something. Whereas Rameir holds, we would never, the Gemara's going to ask how Rameir responds to that. We'll leave it for the Gemara. Yes, Doctor.
Two things. Number one, we've got a bit of an antinomy here because what just happened is, as you put out, that you cannot use inference or actually induction in terms of reasoning, and then promptly we shut them and say that there's a logical inference in terms of the order of condition and mice and things like that. That is every bit as much an inductive process as opposed to what happened in Yonah. They cast multiple lots because a lot is going to fall out on someone.
Yeah.
We seem to have a contradiction in.
I don't think so, because I think that, I'm trying to word it as clear and concise as I can. An eye couple, unnecessary. The Torah wrote unnecessary words, obviously telling me, do not use reasoning in this way. Because if it meant you to use reasoning, it would not have had to double it. That's what Rameir is saying. The Torah is saying, do not use reasoning. It's exerus akasav. Meaning, had the Torah not written the double, I would have used reasoning. I would have allowed myself to use reasoning. If the Torah came along and said, tnai kafel, which meant the Torah said extra words. I'm not finished yet. Extra words. Extra words tell me a chiddush. So, Tremei, you know what the chiddush is? You're not allowed to use reasoning in figuring out the opposite of what was said. That's Rameir. The other two, the Torah did not write extra words. It was a choice of how the Torah worded the condition. The Torah could have worded it A or B. Now, we can't learn out of halacha for either A or B if the Torah had to pick one of the two. You can't say a condition without either saying the positive first or the negative first. You can't say a condition without either working the condition first or the action first. So the limud is not from extra words. The limud the Gemara is making is, that the logical way of making a condition, the chiddush of making a condition, I should say, just the opposite. The bigger chiddush of making the condition would have been to say the ma'aser first. The bigger chiddush of making the condition would have said to say the negative first. And yet the Torah chose the other way to tell me, no, do not do the ma'aser first, do not do the negative first. So it's not extra words, it's the choice of which one the Torah used.
I understood every bit of that prior to your saying that. However, what we're talking here is that we just used an inductive process after saying we can't use an inductive process to understand that tension.
Again, we only can't use the inductive process when there's extra words. When the Torah didn't write extra words, you can use the inductive process.
So you have limited the principle that you gave.
Yes.
Okay. The other question is a chumash question. Is there, which could be answered another time if you want, but is there any way of understanding this exchange which does not necessitate that Moshe Rabbeinu Olam Shalom got angry and then...
Nah, that's a chumash question that we're not going to get involved in.
That.
Yes.
Historically, was the land of over Yarden, they had shlita on it?
They conquered land of Sichon and Og.
What was supposed to happen with that?
Honestly, I can think of three things. Really, two things. But it doesn't make a difference. What I would think of.
But he had a rishus to say he can't even have that land.
He obviously had rishus to take everything, whatever he want. He didn't. He couldn't have done what he did. Sorry?
They
want to be it's all wonderful and great after you have the chumash. But we don't. You have to understand, what the chumash writes is what the chumash writes.
Chumash
right. Wonderful. We love drushes and we love everything. Always the fear of when people know too much. Like people ask me, how could you say this? I never forget, it's the first time I had this question. How can you say that pshat? The Balpoir is Avodah Zarah. When Reb Chaim from Levitt says that Balpoir means they totally don't like Avodah Zarah. I said, I don't know what Reb Chaim from Levitt said, but I know that the Gemara calls it Avodah Zarah. What am I supposed to do? Erase the Gemara or erase Reb Chaim from Levitt? That says erase neither, but that's not the point. We can't erase the Chumash. The Chumash said, they came and said, we have a lot of cattle, we want to stay here. And my Rebbeinu said to them, what are you doing? And they said, no, we don't want to do bad. We want it good. So Moshe Rabbeinu made a condition. That's the chumash. Now, you want to add things, what their deep kavanas was, all that, it's wonderful and great. It's fantastic. It's nothing to do with, you can't erase the words in the chumash. Chumash is chumash.
So when a person gave it to a lady, Pruta, and says, well, give 200, it's not okay then, right?
Yeah. Unless he says, both sides of the Tanai. I'm an asking my colleagues for Shaita. Rashi holds I'm an asking not different.
I want the simple. So if he didn't say both sides,
he's Mukadeshis anyway. Just
even, even though, but she herself is Kavna from Messiah.
Again, she heard the words and agreed to the words and follows the Tyrus thing of the words. Again, if it's something that's, I mentioned this earlier, that there can come up. The Mishnah still now never mentioned it. But according to a mayor, every single one of them has to be tonight level.
I mean, is this considered monetary or not?
Yeah, it's considered monetary because money's involved.
Oh, but nothing to do with Kedushin is not monetary?
No, nothing to do with that. The Gemara asked the Kashan Shuls, and the Gemara said, Surah is Bimamina. I don't remember. It's in the third parak. It's in the third parak.
Is the star considered a
kedushin? Interesting question. Is star kedushin? Is that pure isser? Is that isser of the isbe mamayna? I don't know. A pure isser, a mayor agrees that we do the do inferences. The isser of the isbe mamayna is different. I don't know.
Now, is the lady is putting her. I
started off this conversation today.
Maybe I wasn't here. Maybe.
Yes, you were here. And I mentioned, and Dr. Harris even questioned me, when I said there can be a level of understanding that supersedes the need to speak out a condition. And at that point, have the rules of condition. So Dr. Harris asked me, why isn't every condition reached that level? He asked me that question. I said, it's a great question. I don't have a real good answer. That's what you're really repeating. You're mechaven to Moshe Harris at this point, which is very good. It's chashev. He asked me this question. Hey. Yes.
I don't know if Baruch Moshe asked it. I didn't understand. If they wouldn't have asked for that land, they would have had the rules from Eretz Yisrael proper.
Again, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, if you don't go across, you will get a Yerusha in Eretz Yisrael proper, which the Mishnah says, even in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, correct. Had he not said that, they would have lost everything. That's what Chanina ben Gamliel says. Reb Meir obviously disagrees, because he says these are extra words. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel says they're not extra. The inference here would not have done justice. It would have meant to get nothing, and it's not true. They would have gotten something, so Moshe Rabbeinu had to speak that out.
And also, did Avraham make a tankoffer with Eliezer about this?
I got all this wonderful. I love these things. No, it's a great question. It's a wonderful question. It's such a great question that Ravina Ravashi asked it also. So we'll wait when we get there. Right. Zakti Gavar Bait. Shapri Kamalei Reb Chanina ben Gamliel to Reb Meir. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel had a good time to Reb Meir. Hold a second. Hello? Oh, but I'm in the middle of share. Shap, one of my kids called me. I just don't know how I'm in the middle of share. They do know. They don't know. Shapri Kamalei Reb Chanina ben Gamliel to Reb Meir. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel saying good to Reb Meir. Right? He's saying it's not extra. Amalach Rameir. Esau Kedai Techlav with my Kafodasa. Lichtavim Layavru Benechzu Besaychachem. Moshe Rabbeinu could have just said, if you go across, you get Gilad. If you don't go across, you get it like everybody else. End of story. What's Be'eret Knan? What are those two words? Im Layavru Benechzu Besaychachem. That would have taken care that they won't get anything. If you go across, you get Gilad. If you don't go across, the nechzu b'seichem. What is Be'eretz Kanan coming to tell me? Two extra words. Be'eretz Kanan, why did he have to speak out, and you'll get an Eretz Kanan? Well, just say you'll get across with everybody. So there's two extra words here. Shmami nalat naikafuz us. Those two words are extra to teach me that besides what Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel is saying, you always need a Tanai Kafu. So it's not the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated himself. He had to say two sides of the equation. The Torah could have left two words out. By writing those two words, the Torah is telling me, there's more to meet the eye here, which means there was an extra words to tell me some halacha. What halacha? Tanai Kafu. Rashi. Shapra Kamalei, Kushu, this is a question. Hey, Olaf Rameir Minei Dabina Kfela, how can Rameir learn how do you need Tarkavu? A Shapra Kamalei Reb Chanina, the Kfela Lava Mikvasa. Reb Chanina told him it's not to repeat it, so he flew out Gilad Kulo, the Mikvola Shaminullah. We would have known they don't get Gilad. Elamebe Benechzer Bats Kanan Afilayed Ivan Muhammad to say that they get some share. Amalach Rameir, Esau Gadai Tekwela Frushiasa. If the pasuk is just coming to tell me, shelo yavsi dafilu lo yavru lo yavsi the mechalka mechaler et yisrael, v'lav with my kavul also, and it's not coming for tonight kavul, lahachzik es hatanai, to strengthen the condition, shim lo yavru lo yitei matnes eretz gilad matana, that to tell us that if they don't go across, they lose gilad, v'ashmina de mechal lo yitei atashmei alav, and to teach us that there's no, you can't rely on inferences, unless you explain it, lichtum liyavu v'naisu b'seichachem. V'al korchach ha'yisim v'farshay, but it's said, shum liyavu lo yavsidu, v'al lamdein, it's coming to tell me to get something. End of story. Eretz Kanan is extra words. Lama li be'eretz Kanan, the mashma mi'uta, shlo yitlu be'eretz gilad k'negit chalkim shev eretz Kanan. It's mashma, don't get Eretz Gilad. Why did he have to say you'll get in Eretz Kanan, which means you're not getting Gilad at all, meaning you're not getting Gilad completely.
Gilad is on the outside.
He had to say that my k'nai doesn't work unless I say both sides. By saying the words Baritz Kanan, he's saying, if I wouldn't say the words Baritz Kanan, then I wouldn't have repeated that if you don't go, you'll get Eretz Kanan. I would have said, if you don't go, you still get everything. That it's not as nice. Meaning, you, again, let me explain. The two extra words tell me that Moshe Rabbeinu was repeating himself for another reason besides to say that they're not losing everything. Because if it was only to say they're not losing, he could have said, by saying Baritz Kanan, he's trying to say, I have to repeat more. I have to do more here. Why do I have to do more here? Because it's how long it goes to night couple. What?
The real limud is from
Eretz Kanan. The word limud, according to Rameh, is the word Eretz Kanan. Correct. Because if it's only to say that they don't lose everything, it could have said v'nagzu b'saychecha. And there would have been no halacha of tnai kafu.
This land on the right side.
I don't know which side you're facing. You're facing northward, you're facing southward. I don't know what you mean by right side. Where are you standing on the map? Where are you standing on the map?
There's the GPS. There's no more map.
North is up.
That land is...
Which land are you talking about? I still don't know.
The land where it's only 2.5 shvats and we're at.
Right, you mean the
Tumash.
Eastern...
I can't...
Eastern side.
Eastern side, that's what I said. I'm sorry.
No, you didn't. You did the right side.
Eastern side's right. Right
is...
Okay, whatever. The bottom line is...
You know, it's interesting because Rashi, the Targum says that the right side is south and the left side is north. So you're really arguing on the Targum.
Just say,
go ahead. You're asking, let me reword your question. Does Eber HaYarden have the same level of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael western side of
like
the Jordan
Akko,
River?
It's like Gittin,
so it's a major machloikus rishaynim to what degree the kedushas Eber HaYarden is. There's a big machloikus. There's a run in the Dorim on Chabez, I believe it is. Chav Gimel. I think Chabez. That Rabbi Yechanan was walking with a guy, two guys, and one got angry. Was it Rabbi Yechanan or somebody else? Ula. Ula was walking with two people, and one guy got angry to the other guy and killed him. And he turned to Ula and said, did I do a good job? Ula said, you did a wonderful job. So when he got to Rabbi Yechanan, Ula felt very guilty. He told the guy he did a wonderful job. So Rabbi Yechanan said, you did the right thing because you were in danger. Because you didn't cross the Yarden yet, so you didn't have the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael that would have saved you. So that's what the Ran says there. So they bring a raya from there that the mile of Eretz Yisrael is only on the western side of the Yarden. Wow. But then there's another Gemara that brings a raya, there's a Rashi, I think a Menachos, that says that it does have the same level of Kedusha. So it's a big machlokes rishayim. A lot of Achrayim talk about it. Much ink has been spent writing about it, whether it has the same level of Kedusha or one level under. But it's chayiv in Trumas and Maisus Midiraisa. It's chayiv in Shmita Midiraisa. In the time of the first Beis HaMikdash. So all those things apply to it. Once the second Beis HaMikdash came around, it didn't because it wasn't conquered by the Eile Bavel. It wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael of the Eile Bavel. But during the first Beis HaMikdash time, all mitzvahs hakliyos ba'aretz applied there mid the Raisa.
Eretz Yisrael does not have to be conquered over again. The proper Eretz Yisrael. Only Gilad
Vatsa. The part that the Eile Bavel settled, wherever that is, it has Kedusha permanently, correct? I don't know which part they conquered, which part they settled. They didn't conquer. They never conquered until the Chashmonoim. But the part that they settled had Kedusha Eretz Yisrael permanently. I don't know how much of Eretz Yisrael they settled. I don't know at all.
That's what
necessary? Not like when David conquered land?
Yeah, that was the first Beis HaMikdash. We're talking now, that Kedusha we paskin did not last. Once the Churban came, that Kedusha is gone. We're really off the subject. And when they came back, that Kedusha was reinstated, but that only to the part that the Eil HaBavel came, biblically. The rest was rabbinic.
Okay, and the part where we learned somewhere in the Gemara, where the Eretz Yisrael is, it's a band that goes around the world.
Go on, Gittin. It didn't say it's a band that goes around the world. It talked about the western border of Eretz Yisrael. According to some Rishonim, the southern France and northern Morocco would be part of Eretz Yisrael. Correct.
Does the band go the other way?
Doesn't say that. Doesn't say that. Okay.
Is that recently, and I'm very happy about it, you're showing everybody Rabbi's Bekiyas. It used to be in the beginning years, you know, you just, now we see Menachas, we see this, we see that. We're very happy about that.
Thank you very much.
I took a vote also on that also.
I get a raise?
That's not my job.
I just want to know if you're very happy with that. Okay, I think my bite. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel, so what's Reb Chanina ben Gamliel's response? The Chayyim Rameir has two extra words. Zakti Gemara, Eloi Kasi Rahmana Baratz Kanan. Let me speak it out. According to Chayyim Gamliel, he's saying as follows. Had Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you go across, you get the whole Gilad. If you don't go across, you get with everybody else. And he would not have said the words Eretz Kanan. You know what I would have said? They get a share in Gilad. But Eretz Canaan, you gave up. For Abisa, you wanted to stay here. You gave up Eretz Canaan. You go across, you get the whole Gilad. You don't go across, you get this part of, one part of Gilad. But Eretz Canaan, you wouldn't get a thing. You gave that up. You wanted to stay here, you gave that up. So you have to say Eretz Canaan to say, not only are you going to get a share in Gilad, but you're also going to get a share in Eretz Yisrael proper. That's the chid. It's not extra words. It's not that Noach Zubasaychachem would have covered everything. I would have said, on the eastern side of the Yarden, they would get their share in the Gairo. A little piece. On the western side, they wouldn't get anything. They gave that up. So he had to say, Eretz Canaan. You even get your share in Eretz Canaan. So it's not extra words. That's Rav Chanina ben Gamliel said. Let's read it inside. Dr. Begar, Eretz Canaan, Havamina ben Eretz Canaan, Eretz Gilad, Eretz Canaan, Klal Loi. So it's not extra words. Remeir says, he disagrees. Besaychachem would have meant everything. So that's the crux of the Machoikas. Are there extra words in Maisha's repetition? Remeir says, besaychachem covers everything. Eretz Canaan is extra words. Rabbi Yochanan Gamliel says, no. Besaychachem would have meant you get a share on the eastern side of the Yarden. But you gave up the western side of the Yarden by saying you want to stay here. You're not going to get that. He had to say, Eretz Canaan, let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Rabbi Chamlin Amal Lachloinam Lebol Lichboil, El Lefarish, Avilu Leyavru, even if they don't go across, Leyavsidu Nachlosom, you call Eretz Yisrael. Im Kasa Benayavzeb Besachachem Besuloi, had it just said Benayavzeb Besachachem, Havaminim Leyavru, Yitzel Kifiyam Agiyam Eretz Gilad, Shenav Zantem Bakvar. You were here in Eretz Gilad, you helped conquer that. Right? They helped Klal Yisrael conquer Eretz Gilad. They were included in the army. They won't get a share in Eretz Canaan, but loy be'Eretz Gilad connecta, and they wouldn't get an opposite share in Eretz Gilad, more of Gilad. Even if they don't go across and they don't help conquer Eretz Yisrael proper, they'll still get a share.
Why?
That's what the Torah said. Eretz Canaan. Avol lemute shleitlu Eretz Gilad kenegda, to say that they don't get the whole Eretz Gilad leyitzrich the mechalav of the mashma l'shemina love. There's no havamina that they would lose, that they would get the whole thing. He said, if you go, you get it. Obviously, if you don't go, you won't get the whole Gilad. But what do you get? Maybe you get nothing. Maybe you just get part of Gilad. Tells him, no, you'll get part of Gilad and part of Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't help conquer it. That's Rashi. That place is asked by Dr. Harris's question. If you don't go across, you shouldn't get anything. But that's not, we're not going to get involved in that.
So
Kalechad is full of asmas of Trashi. Now, Kalechad is custom Eretz Kanana, Lemut Eretz Gilot, Shlehit Lakula. Eretz Kanana has extra words to say. They don't get the whole Gilot, Apimatras, Sharmer Lehem, Nusatim Lehem. Those two extra words that it say, inferences don't work.
So they ended up getting part of Eretz Yisrael too.
No, they did not, because they went across.
In other words, whatever they were going to get in Eretz Yisrael was lost to them, and they only got in Gilad.
They gave it up. They traded. But the trade was made on a condition.
When I see a map of Eretz Yisrael,
you see, well, I don't know what you see, but pastors, you see what happened. Not what would have happened. Meaning, when you see the map of Eretz Yisrael in Archscroll Yeshua, that says that this is where Yehuda was, and this is where Binyamin was, and this is where Zvulun was, and this is where Asher was, it would have been a different map had they not gone across.
And this is a special question. Would they have had enough land in Eretz Yisrael for their mitzvah if they would have never talked about Gilad?
Well, they felt they wouldn't. You know, what do I know what their banish of Chris Miners are? Ask him. You can't ask me that question. Doesn't say anywhere what would have happened. It's theoretical. They came and said, we need more land for our mikneh, and this is what Gilad is for. Now, my Trevator didn't say, just go across and you'll get it anyway. He didn't say that. So everything else is theoretical. I don't know. You want to know what I think? Yes. Obviously, they didn't feel that way.
There wasn't a fair involved.
Again,
because they died early.
You'll have to get a terrorist email on Chumash and find out what they have to say. It's nothing to do with this. We're off this stuff. By the way, I'm surprised. The Targum is a Targum, but you should have known this from a terrorist email. If now Yamin I'll smile, the Targum says, Darim or Tzafin. Yamin is Darim, and Tzafin is smile. It's a Targum of if now Yamin I'll smile. You should have known that.
That's safer. It's all.
I understand, but the Targum is part of Chumash. I mean, it's part of the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Yes, doctor.
To go back to the Tosis you mentioned very fast, does he then hold that?
It's a whole different chapter tomorrow.
Right. But it seems like Al-Karfi is going to have to hold that the bond between each individual Jew and a part of Eretz Yisrael is formed only on the distribution and the lottery that prior to the entry of the land, and the distribution, that bond did not exist.
I don't know. This is beyond my pay grade. Again, I'm learning Pasha Pshat.
I mean, yeah.
All Tysus is saying is, if you don't conquer, you don't get what you deserve. That's all. That's all he's saying. Part of getting Eretz Yisrael is you go conquer Eretz Yisrael, you get it. You don't conquer, you lose it. Not that you didn't have the bond, you lose the bond.
Then Shemitah doesn't. I mean, yeah, you're saying your stop is basically.
Again, I don't want. As I said, I don't want to get involved. That's above my pay grade. I'm a very simple man that likes to learn simple pshat the Gemara without getting involved in esoterics. This is an esoterical question. Their connection to Eretz Yisrael, they're beyond, they're neshamas, they're things. No, Tysus doesn't say that. I looked around, he doesn't say a word about anything else connected.
Yeah, that's
a different story. I said it's not. Yes.
Do we understand, according to both Mayor and Phinehas, that had they not asked for any land, that this land, this Gilad, would have been divided among all the Shvatim?
That's what it sounds like. There's an option to say that nobody would have gotten it. It would have been a national park. I don't know. Again, you're de facto. You're after the fact. I don't know. I happen to think you're right. That had they not gone, they not asked for it, like Rabbeinu would have given everybody a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and a chelik in the eastern side. Do I know that? No. Do I speculate that? Yes. I like to speculate? No. So, I don't think it would have been a national park.
I
knew exactly what that is called. Ara de Rabbanan. Hefker, right. I said, I don't know. It doesn't say. It's all speculative. Because, again, you're right. They were there. That's what I'm saying. You're dealing post facto. The Shiloh Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is post facto. Dr. Gemarabite. Tanya Amar Abchanina Ben Gamliel. Mashal Amar David Daima, what is this comparable to? The Adam Shai Mechalik Nichasa Levanov. A guy was splitting his property amongst his children. Amar. Pliny, Bini, Yerushan, and Plinus. Reuven will get field A. Pliny, Bini, Yerushan, and Plinus. And Shimon will get field B. Pliny, Bini, Yitim, Messiah, Zuz, the Yerushan, and Plinus. And Levi will have to pay 200 Zuz to get field number 3. And this is what the father said. And if Levi doesn't pay, he gets a third of all three fields. If the father would not have said that last line, what would I have said? Reuben gets field 1. Shimon gets field 2. Levi pays 200 and gets field 3. He stops right there. We would have said if he doesn't pay 200. He doesn't get field 1 and 2. That's gone. He will get a share in field 3. He doesn't get the whole thing. But I wouldn't say he gets a share of 1 and 2. Come along the father and said, no, if he doesn't give it, he's entitled to a third in every field. It has to be spoken out.
Wow.
That's not inferred. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. You don't lose Eretz Canaan by asking for Eretz Gilad. If you don't go across, you'll be treated like everybody else. He had to say that. Because if not, you would say, just like the father who gave away the first two fields and then made a condition with the third field, if you don't keep the condition, it has nothing to do with the first two. Has to speak it out. Except for Rashi.
I know the two other brothers would get third field.
Well, what happens? Listen, when he dies, his kids inherit him, right?
He said it might be in field A to A and B to B, whatever it is. And the third field will go to Levi.
If he pays 200.
If he pays 200. So if he doesn't pay 200, how do I know that the...
You tell me. What should happen if he doesn't pay 200? You give me the options.
I don't know. Maybe the father's saying you're only getting A, field A, and you're only getting field B, and you guys are not entitled to field B.
So then what is he telling the third brother?
He's trying to cut him out, right?
Yeah.
What would be the option? Tell me another option.
Nobody would get field.
What do you mean nobody gets field 3? What, it becomes a national park? That's not true what he said. He said... No, it's not true. He would say it's regular inheritance. Again.
Or AB, it doesn't make a difference.
Again. So again. Let's say it again. So what would happen if he didn't repeat himself? For sure, Levi would not get a share in A and B. That's for sure.
Right.
That's why he had to say that if he doesn't give it, he'll get a third in everything. That's why he had to speak that out. It would not have been inferred. That's what Chanina ben Gamliel is saying.
It's not everything. That's a couple thing.
It's not a couple.
Right.
Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Moshel d'Moshel d'Mad HaVetayimah. Kach shar shvatim yitlu etz kanan, u'shnei shvatim elu, Yavros Hayard and Lamochama. This is the condition. Everybody else gets Eretz Canaan. These are Levi. These are the Levi. Reuben and Shimon. I don't mean they're Shevet Levi. Reuben and Gad are the Levi of the Mashal. They have to go to war. The Haidu Dum Yitlam Messiah Zuz. That's similar to paying the 200 Zuz. But Yitlam Eretz Agilad. Rim Lo Yavru. Lo Yasidu Chalkam Eretz Canaan. The Haidu Shayna Chasim. He had to speak that out. What gives Levi the right to get a third of everything else? At best, he would get a third of the third field. But the two fields that were given to his brothers, the coach gave him, and for sure he's not getting the whole third field. They wouldn't take anything. Only in Eretz Gilad. So Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel gives a good marshal. You need him to speak it out, because if not, you wouldn't have gotten it.
So those two words, are they synonymous to Eretz Canaan?
Right. Zokti Gemara, but it's not like our Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah it says, even Eretz Canaan they wouldn't have gotten. And the way we're explaining the Chanina ben Gamliel now is, only Eretz Canaan they wouldn't have gotten. In the Mishnah, Chanina ben Gamliel said, if Moshe wouldn't have repeated themselves, they would have, even Eretz Canaan, they wouldn't have gotten. Meaning, for sure, would have gotten nothing in Gilad. And he has to say that not only are they getting part of, would they get part of Gilad, but they would even get a part of Eretz Canaan. Then the story makes it sound like the third of the field, he would have gotten in the third field. The money is to get the whole thing, and if not, he would get the third field. He has to speak out that he gets the first two. So it's not Eretz Canaan they wouldn't get. It's only an Eretz Canaan that they wouldn't get. The way Reb Chanina ben Gamliel ends up explaining himself is that for Gilad, I would have figured it out with inference. That would have been enough. The words Eretz Canaan is saying that even going to get Eretz Canaan. From the Mishnah, it sounded like that Gilad is a bigger Kiddush. That Eretz Canaan they get is more simple. Gilad is the Kiddush that they get any share in. So the Mishnah is sending a different message than the story is sending. Back to Gemara, the Masnissen, the Dami Mishnah, the Masnissen. Hasim 20 yesh b'mas b'shat filu b'eretz kanan layin chalu. Al makfeilu l'eretz gila dami mahani. You need the repetition even for Eretz Gila. Ashma, that without the repetition, you would have got no Gila. V'hachik k'tani mi garm l'eretz shem echa b'shar n'chasim. Kfeilu garm loy. Al makfeilu l'shar n'chasim b'dekam mahani. And you needed the repetition not for the third of the third field, the rest of the fields. Right. Zok the Gemara like Hashem. Oh, Mechama the name of the Remeir v'Nachzu. Halabasa the name of the Remeir v'Nachzu. At the beginning, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel said, without a repetition, they would have got nothing. Afterwards, the mayor came and said, now I'm learning it out from the extra words of Eretz Canaan. Came along Rav Chanina ben Gamliel and said, I would have thought they only get Gilad, not Canaan. The Mashal is the final shot in Rav Chanina ben Gamliel. Our Mishnah is the original Pshat of Chanina ben Gamliel. There was an exchange going on. Reb Meir said, it's not awful. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel said, without a repetition, they would have gotten zero. Reb Meir said, it's not true. You could have said, B'nai Yisrael B'Seichem. So Reb Chanina ben Gamliel comes back and says, I wouldn't have known Eretz Canaan. So at that point, he changes his tone. It's not even in Eretz Yisrael they wouldn't have gotten, but only in Eretz Yisrael they wouldn't have gotten. I need Eretz Canaan to say that they even get in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chanina ben Gamliel changed. Originally he said they would have gotten nothing. For sure not in Gilad, and even in Eretz Canaan. Then he said, no, but now the B'Seichem says they get Gilad, but I would think they don't get Eretz Canaan. He changed when Reb Meir came to him and told him that there's two extra words. Yes.
They didn't want Eretz Canaan. They wanted to stay in Gilad.
Yeah, but he told them, you don't keep the condition.
Yeah, what's the threat then? What's the...
What do you mean?
What's the
threat is they're going to be struck with a 12th of Gilad.
Only small portion. Oh, okay. Not the whole
thing. Dr. Ashi. Asa masnitin tanish from my kafalari naitlum klum. They wouldn't have taken anything. Leikon v'leikon. The Kamashab Eretz Canaan she'en nechaviv v'lem l'yitlu. Even in Eretz Canaan that they don't like, they wouldn't take. With the 20 sha'af, mashmet the coach came Eretz Gilad Shemachrubah. For sure they would lose Gilad. And al mekvele Eretz Gilad namiyahani. It means that the repetition was necessary even for Gilad. And v'hochak tani mi garam loy, that the repetition was only necessary for the other two fields. Alma loyahani al Eretz Canaan, the Blav Kvele namiyahani shakli mashmagim Eretz Gilad. So mashma, even without repetition, Gilad they would have gotten. Like Hashem, Masnissen, the Tanish Av Mashma, the Kosh Kem Eretz Gilad. The Mishnah that says they would have gotten nothing. Mekama, the name of the Remeirim, Kenichta Benerzu. Before Remeir responded and said, let it just say Benerzu B'Seichachem. Now the Sabbath of Galina, the Kula Milsa, Darish Remeir with Tanai Kofu. He thought that Remeir is darishing the whole repetition for Tanai Kofu. Hilchah Amarle, Shilamali Kate, Shikavu Dvarav, Yashba Mashma Shab Eretz Canaan Layitlu. If not in the fact that they doubled the words, I would think they'd even don't get Eretz Canaan. The coach can be Makam Achavim for him. And for sure, they lose Gilad. Bechlau Hei, no Yiddish Shemin Alav. I would have said that if you get do it, you get Gilad. If not, you get nothing. But like Avril, they didn't limit Eretz Gilad. And when Melech, the Eretz Canaan Lishakli. you know, I'm going to leave this for tomorrow. We're going to have to do this little piece again because I'm not going slow enough to do it. Everybody's having...